So we're reading today from Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 12. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, and to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes which I command thee this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, thy God, the earth also with all that therein is. Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, who regardeth not persons nor taketh reward. He doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loveth the stranger in giving him food and raiment and clothing. Love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Him shalt thou serve, to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by his name. He is thy praise, and he is thy God, that hath done for thee these great and terrible things which thine eyes have seen. Thy fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons, and now the Lord thy God hath made thee as the stars of heaven for multitude. And that's the end of the chapter, verse 22. You would realize as I read these words that this is a period of reflection. And it is the man Moses, the servant of God, the man whom God called to bring these people out of Egypt, out from bondage, out from the slavery that Pharaoh had inflicted upon them, and the taskmasters with all the torture that they had placed upon the people. Now the Lord has delivered them. They have been traveling in the wilderness for 40 years almost. And of course, that was because of unbelief. They didn't need to be there for all that period of time. But nevertheless, God has been faithful to them. And now as Moses is coming near the end of his life, he is taking these people on a little review of their lives. He's taking them down what we might call memory lane. Many years ago, my wife took our two eldest grandchildren, two granddaughters, to our old homestead in County Tyrone. And that evening, whenever Rebecca, the eldest girl, who's now at Queen's University, when she was praying, she said, "We thank you, Lord, today for taking us down memory lane," wherever that was. That was a child's view of the day that she had just spent. And when we get older, it does tend to be a part of our lives that we go down memory lane. And it's good to look back at times and see what the Lord has done. 40 years of history had run their course from those unforgettable days whenever they had left Egypt and its slavery and had come through the Red Sea, that miraculous event, and had spent some time at Mount Sinai. Incredible things had happened. Unimaginable changes had taken place. A generation had passed on, and a new generation has now risen up. But the same family names existed, and the same human instrument, namely Moses, stood before them, now 40 years older than when he set out on the journey. You know, this year we will be living in Portrush 40 years. And as I look back over the 40 years, I can say exactly the same as what I've said right here. But the same unchangeable God was working with them still, and praise God, working with us still, though now 40 years older than when we first arrived in Portrush for our ministry then. And Moses is seeking to convey to the people just how awesome the Lord is, how an overwhelming sense of the presence of God gripped this man, even now at 120 years of age or thereabouts. This reflection overawes the servant of God. And I have to say today that it overawes me at times when I think of what the Lord did for me, what He took me from, how He called me, how He brought me into His work, and what He allowed me to see, and the people that we have met, and the places we have been. How great is our God! How great is His name! He's the greatest one, and praise God, He's forever the same. And Moses is speaking out of long experience, and he's speaking from personal experience as well, because God was real to this man. My question to you is God real to you? Do you know Him? Is He really yours? Have you trusted Him? Is your life at His feet as an offering and a sacrifice for service? And as Moses stands before the people, he's in a reflective mood. And when he speaks in verse 1 of this chapter, chapter 10 of Deuteronomy, he says, "At that time the Lord said unto me," and he's taking them right back to the time when they were camped around Mount Sinai. At that time, we might reflect on our lives, and there are moments in history and in the history of our lives that we can say, at that time. At that time, God moved in my heart. At that time, God delivered me. At that time when I stumbled, He lifted me up. He restored me. Yes, the review of the past. Remember all the way the Lord thy God hath led thee. I was saying about Rebecca reflecting on her day's journey to County Tyrone as a little girl. Thank you, Lord, that we were able to go down memory lane today, wherever that was. Friends, here was an immensely greater and more significant event, God's mighty deliverance at the Red Sea. The terrible judgment that came on the people in the matter of the golden calf. Do you remember that? If you know your Bible, you'll remember that it wasn't very long after they left Egypt that they set up a golden calf and they began to worship and dance and sing and praise and thank it. These are the gods that brought us out of Egypt, and to forget what the Lord had done for them. And in the previous chapter, chapter 9, we read as the servant of the Lord Moses came down from the mountain and saw the people given over to idolatry and a wild orgy, that he broke the tablets and he was incensed. And God was going to wipe the people out, but the servant of the Lord interceded for them, and their lives were spared. There was also the sacred establishment of the priesthood to serve the people in the days that would follow after they would leave Sinai. And all these events were designed to reaffirm these people in their God-given responsibilities. Yes, there were disappointments and there were failures, but the Lord was faithful. He didn't give up on them. A review of the past. We're here today. You are as you are today because of a merciful and faithful God and a long-suffering Lord. There's a wonderful word used in the Old Testament to speak of the loving kindness and faithfulness of the Lord. It's the word hesed. It's more than just love as a word that we use in the English language. It speaks of long-suffering, of mercifulness, of graciousness, of kindness. The hesed of God. This was why they were still in existence. But then there's a requirement of the present. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all His ways, to love Him, and to serve Him. So the man of God now is placing upon the people weighty responsibilities at that moment in their lives. And he is bringing to them the awareness that they must cultivate a godly fear, that they must give attendance to a sanctified walk, to walk in His ways, that there needs to be a constant awareness of the divine love that has been bestowed upon them. And they have to show their response in the action of a dedicated service. These four high points are spoken of in that verse, verse 12 of Deuteronomy chapter 10. A godly fear, a sanctified walk, a love for the Lord that is a return of the love that He plants within our hearts, to love Him and to serve Him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. What significant requirements those are. Let me ask you today, are you taking heed to the word that we're speaking just now? Is your life like that? Perhaps I'm speaking to someone who once walked well with the Lord, but now, today, it's a distant memory. The Lord wants you to come back again to Him. We come into New Testament times when everything that's spoken of in the Old Testament context under the law is now spoken to us in the context of grace through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God. We are not saved by keeping the commandments, because they are superseded by a new commandment. And what is that? To love the Lord with all thy heart and soul and mind and strength. And this afternoon we can only do that by coming to the cross, by having our sins forgiven, by allowing the Holy Spirit to cleanse our hearts and purify us and give our whole lives over to the Lord as an offering to Him. And right now, as the Apostle Paul said, the life which I now live. That's very important, isn't it? The life which I now live. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live. What kind of life are you now living? What kind of service are you now giving? What kind of devotion are you now displaying? What kind of love is being effused through your life into the lives of others? Thank God today the Holy Spirit can make you a vessel, a person unto honor, sanctified and suitable for the Master's use. The power of sin is unchanged. But thank God the power of the blood is never overrun by sin, never overcome by darkness, and His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood can cleanse the heart. The blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, cleanseth from all sin. Very briefly as we conclude today, in the first verse of chapter 11, He says, therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and keep His charge and His statutes and His judgments and His commandments always. It would be good for you to read chapter 11 when you can, because the Lord is now laying before them the challenge and the obligations for the tomorrows of their lives. For Moses, time was not on his side. He would soon be parting from these people, and he was going to be taken from them. But he wanted them to stay on the right track. He wanted them to have a meeting with the Lord that would fix them in a steadfast, steady relationship and devotion to the Lord for the future of their lives. And if they would do that, he tells them in verse 21 that their lives would be like days of heaven upon earth. And that is true for every person who yields themselves to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Think about that. Think about the past. Think about His challenge to you just now. Think about the tomorrows of your life and set your sail to catch the breeze and walk with the Lord and sail in life's sea and journey with Him and to prove Him until the day when He comes back or calls us to be with Himself. Now may the Lord bless His word to all our hearts today again for Christ's sake and glory.